How was your day today?
It was good. It was good. How are you doing?
I'm all right. What did you get done?
I fucking worked out. I lollygagged for like 30 minutes. I beat the fuck out of my dick like 3 times and did some homework and went running. So
that sounds like a full ass day.
Sounds like a great fucking day.
Did you hit the gym?
I fucking sure did.
How was that?
It was good, you know.
In this COVID world.
It's weird. Because working there, you know, it's just like you're standing around with a dick in your ass and nobody can fucking just walk up to you. So you gotta like, hey, can I show you how to do this exercise from afar? And then people look at you like they got shit on their fingers. So it is what it is.
I mean, if you think about statistics, technically people do have shit on their fingers.
We all do have shit on our butts as well. I don't wipe that well.
I hope you wipe from front to back now.
Back to front, I want that shit in my fucking peepee hole.
Oh my god, it is so spicy.
Really fucking kinky around here.
I can't do it.
For my fucking shitsters. What are they called? Those kinky motherfuckers that love eating shit?
Scat
plates. Skibbity boop,
beep beep boop, boop. Look, I mean, to each their own. I'm not here to yuck somebody's yum.
No, I will yuck your fucking yum.
That's not my bag.
No, that is definitely my bag, my portfolio, and my suitcase.
Yucking of the yum?
I will yuck your yum.
I like it. It's a brand, huh?
It's a brand. You're into scat play? I will shit on your dreams. I will shit in your kinks.
Well, you know what? You just turning people on. To all the scat lovers out there, you know, God bless whatever your affiliation
is. God bless. I will see you on the sixth circle of hell. Because you can't go to the ninth because you can't suck dick with a shitty butthole. You know what I'm saying?
Remember that dude who was on Reddit and he told a story about how he used to love shit and he used to turn him on and he always had a fascination with eating shit?
Mm-hmm.
And then he took a bite of shit one day and instantly...
It was like, I'm no longer interested.
He was like, I no longer am turned on by shit.
All it took was a bite of shit and he was like, this is not
I wonder if he used a fork for it. I wonder if he like had a fork and a knife and he was like,
What if he grabbed it and gripped it with his hand and just bit it like a banana?
Oh my god. Okay, so do you think he caught it coming out of his asshole in his palm and was like, No.
He fucking shit on the plate like a motherfucking like you know when you open a Twinkie out of the bag and you just place it.
Plop it down.
And it plops down.
I was thinking like one of those like breakfast sausage logs, like just bloop.
Yeah. Or maybe it just slid out his asshole and he like squeezed it in his fingers and he just sucked individually, just tenderly. Like, if you're getting hard to this, I'm sorry to tell you. You're into scat play.
I think what turned him on about it was the warmth of the release and the taboo of it all.
The warmth and the release and the taboo of it all.
What I think, because this guy sounds like an amateur, I think that he shit in the bowl and he reached in the bowl and he grabbed it out the bowl and took a bite. That's what I think.
Like cereal, you think he put milk on it?
He might have. I think he wanted to like put some nice flavor.
You think he watered it? You think he drank that shit down with some piss?
Nah, he just took one bite. Like,
I think he took too big of a bite, because if he would have taken a smaller bite, maybe he would have been. Let me go ahead and taste.
You might be onto something, honestly.
Or maybe I think he took too much that he could bargain. Maybe he had a piece of corn or something he was allergic to.
No. I think that his mistake was taking a bite and not a nibble. You might be on to something there. Because what if he took a nibble and he was like, like melted chocolate. But he took.
I refuse to think that. I bet you the moment it came out his asshole, he was like, this is a mistake, but I'm going to go through with it.
You know what? He was a brave man. You never know. I mean, who discovered the frying plantain was a good idea? You know what I'm saying? Like, people gotta try
Maybe
shit
people
out.
Gotta start frying their shit.
What if he would've made, like, a shit fritter? Maybe he would've liked it. Maybe it would've had a little crisp on that the
nigga,
outside.
That nigga would've died of whatever new disease would've happened out of that. Why are you laughing like that? Why are you laughing like that? That's such a fucking Martha Stewart laugh.
No, you know why I laugh like that? Because all I thought was instantly all of the other people that are like a new disease, pharmaceutical company money, we're on the rise.
So you've experienced, I can't imagine the commercial. So you've been eating shit for years and you started frying. So you develop super gonorrhea mouth throat and Extensa is just right for you. And then there's a bunch of people just like running around and Bart being all happy with shitty teeth.
No. I think it's the opposite. I think it's the opposite, that they realize that, scat play is some kind of a psychological condition. And the pharmaceutical company was like, ah, this is what we'll do. We'll develop a pill, you see. So all the people that are into scat play, they take this pill and their shit will come out sterile. So that way they can actually eat the shit and be worry free.
Yo, you think out of the billions of dollars that are fucking gone into cancer research, you think they're gonna waste their fucking time to make shit sterile for fucking scat eaters?
Yes. Because, I mean, the sex industry, a.k.a. also known as... My nigga,
eating shit ain't that big.
It's a subsect of a fetish industry. And motherfuckers pay for their fetish shit.
Top dollar.
That's my point.
But so not for fucking shit coming out your ass.
Look. There's a market for it.
I would shit on a nigga chest for $500.
I wonder if people, mail it. Like, you know, like, people sell used underwears? I wonder if somebody, mail the turd to somebody.
Them niggas will forever be banned from the UPS, whatever, FedEx.
No. They'll vacuum seal it. You know?
That shit will come through as anthrax. It's some fucking biological fucking just harmful.
Okay, how long do you think one turd would last vacuum sealed being shipped across the country?
I hope not enough to even put it in a package, because that's disgusting.
They'll put it with like dry ice.
Why are you laughing like a vampire?
That shit is funny. That shit is funny.
You don't laugh like that.
I laugh many ways.
Stop it. I'm going to punch you in the teeth. Oh, no.
That's how I laugh. I laugh like you.
Oh. Ooh,
we have a visitor.
The cat. How you doing, mama?
She came for cuddles.
Meow, meow, meow.
What was that? What was that YouTuber's name who rubbed his thing on his cat? Weirdo.
His thing? What are we doing? A fucking kindergarten show?
Excuse me. He was masturbating. And his cat happened to be in the vicinity, and he somehow came out and was like, allegedly, somehow came out and was like, I don't know, I just ended up coming on her stomach. So without saying so, he basically said that he masturbated and towards the end of it, rubbed his dick on the soft fur of his cat's belly and came all over his cat.
Oh, that was Jake Paul. No, I'm kidding.
I wouldn't put it past him.
It wasn't. Yeah. I don't want to get sued.
Look, who knows what people do?
Who the fuck's going to listen to this anyway?
I mean, just us.
You better post this.
This is going to go in the crates.
In the crates? You better put that shit in the motherfucking crepes.
I'm going to tell you something. In a crepe?
In a crepe.
Chocolate sauce? Crepe.
Yeah.
I can't. Okay, but real talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into scat, but I can get with some water sports. You know what water sports is?
Don't touch me anymore. Yes, I know what water sports. What?
You want me to pull your card?
What's my card?
It said don't touch me anymore, you're not into it.
I'm not into... The only reason I pee on you is because I pee on your feet and you're ready in the shower. I'm not going to pee on you in the carpet floor.
Oh, really? Because when we're fucking and there's a certain point and you're like, pee on me, I don't care. And that shit seems to keep your dick hard.
If it's squirt juice, they don't actually pee on me.
Pee and squirt juice are totally different.
Okay.
And you know that.
I'm glad you established that. I'm glad you didn't crush my dreams on that. But so I've just got to refrain from saying that anymore. I'm just going to say, just squirt on me.
It's all right, baby. You can still keep saying pee on you. I don't give a fuck. We can put the towel down.
Get out my house.
I mark my territory. I pee on you. Psst. Ah, I can't control it.
Oh, yeah. Nah. It's pretty good. Stop with the fake laugh, though.
It's not a fake laugh. I laugh that ways.
No, that's the way you laugh when there's another bitch in the room and you're trying to be diplomatic, but then still show that you got a bigger heel than her. You know what I'm saying?
A bigger what than her?
Heel? No, you can't have a bigger dick because you're women, so...
Yeah, you're right. Oh, just letting her know my pussy's tighter.
Or that you got that whop. The fucking... wet-ass pussy. All right, we're done.
I mean, nobody's hating on wet-ass pussy. I'm here for it.